Bang, bang, what is up, you guys? Welcome to Volume 31 of Scrump and Drew's Music Box. I'm, of course, Scrump.
I'm, of course, Drew.
31, man. 31, Drew. We made it. Can't believe we made it all the way to 31. Dude, I don't know if you noticed. I mean, you might have, because it's a shared note between the both of us. So the other night, because the last time we recorded, we talked about doing the Kevin Smith episode. And so I was like, let me see what the songs are going to be for that year. And I think I only had up until volume 35, maybe.
Okay. Like, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah. And mind you, so I think it's episode, I can check now. Cause we're going to do every year up until starting with 1970. So that equates to, I know I have the specific years. Okay, so that'll equate to the first 57 episodes. With episode 57, it's going to be 2024. It's going to be like that week. Okay. It's going to be a long tangent. I apologize. I've fallen into watching a lot of Spanish movies. Now, only because of Dune, I wanted to start watching more Javier Bardem, and then I watched this movie, Beautiful, and the director of that also did this movie called Amores Perros, which apparently translates to Love's a Bitch, but it's this really good fucking movie. I always called it like Spanish Pulp Fiction. It's one of these films. Like it's a classic. It's like in the Criterion Collection. Fucking so good. It's like it's literally three separate stories sort of intertwining, which is why I was like, oh, Mexican Pulp Fiction. For sure. Like Jesus, my Godfather Jesus.
Shout out Jesus.
His sisters showed it to me. The movie came out, I think, in 2000. So I would have watched it when I was like 7 or 8. Should not have watched it at that age. Like, this movie is intense. Like, it is a fucking intense movie. And I was watching it because it was on the Roku channel. So it had some commercials. And so I was like, all right, I'll watch it. And there were like the middle portion of the story. It's like it's fucked up. So it's like this guy. Again, it's like three separate stories. This guy essentially divorces his wife and gets with his like supermodel girlfriend. And the day that they move in together, she like goes out to the grocery store or something and gets into this crazy car accident where it like fucking mangles her leg that winds up getting gangrenous and fucking chopped off and stuff. Like, it's just this... It's all fucked up. But it's like, of the three stories, it's the one I care the least about. So that's when I like pulled out my phone and I'm sitting there and I'm doing all these fucking... And I'm just going, looking up all these songs, putting them in there specifically and stuff like that. And so you probably would have gotten a lot of notifications at like 4 in the morning. I guess is the gist of...
I may have. I just maybe not have paid attention at 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Because I forget that happens.
When someone's like, "Oh, so and so is editing your note or whatever."
Yeah, only specifically because.
I haven't looked. So is 37 going to be 1994?
No, 37 is.
Well, I feel like we screwed up.
The what?
I said, I feel like we missed out then.
Why?
The 94 is when Clerks comes out.
Oh, I can't. No, well, so funny enough, it's 1970, the song isn't going to be used because we already used it. But do you know, in 1970, what the number 2 song on the Billboard charts would have been?
ABC.
Yeah. That's wow. what, yeah, dude, that's what, like, again, I wish we would have been fucking smarter.
That's even more fucking kismet there.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, I almost wish we would have better planned that out, but I mean, yeah. fucking whatever. It's fine. You know, we'll still be able to find Kevin Smith songs and stuff like that. But it was just funny. Again, when I was doing the math that I was, because mind you, I assigned like a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. I assigned all these fucking different episodes these dates. So it's not like it was on purpose. It just so happened right. that is the way that it worked out. Because literally, I was like doing it and I was like, no fucking way. I was like, shut the fuck up. so it is, yeah, it is. Tis the way that it worked out, but yeah, I think it's fine. Ooh,
have we had that happen like any more times where we've had to like jump to a lower number because one of the songs we've already played?
It's happened a few times. Like I know
I remember there was the one that was like you said like it was all Christmas songs, so we jumped down mm-hmm. or whatever. But I can't remember. I was like. I don't remember if we had any other
ones. There's been maybe once or twice. Like, it's not happened frequently. Uh-huh. Again, this might even be, like, the second or third time that has happened.
Yeah.
But also, like, I think that's, on my part at least, why I'd want to, like, okay, let's look. Because a lot of these songs are, I don't think, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't necessarily steer away from... Uh-huh. popular songs,
yeah,
you know, but like
we don't necessarily we aren't
like a holler back girl
we aren't doing a lot of chart toppers
Holler Back Girl by Gwen Stefani. I imagine that was at some point on the I don't know if it ever reached number one, you know, but like let's say it did. Yeah, you know, I don't necessarily know if I like that song. I don't think I would pick it for this, but if it came up on an episode, I'd be like, oh fuck yeah, let's talk about it. How I learned to spell fucking banana. But no, funny enough, so on the way this morning, actually, because again, as I told you, I was up super early. I found my old iPod. Like I found my old iPod Shuffle, and I had it was attached to the charger. It was in my glove box. So I guess at some point, and mind you, the charger was still wrapped. Like it still had the little, like, you know, when you buy a charger, like sometimes it'll come wrapped with like a little.
Yeah.
It still had that on there. So my only assumption is I bought that to, you know, to connect it to my car so I could listen to it, but never actually did. Only because it was still fucking wrapped up, like nice and neatly perfect.
Yeah.
So on the way to and from lunch, I was listening to some music from God. I want to say I had that thing probably up until 2013. And I only know that because I didn't have an iPhone until 2013. Listen, I'm not someone that buys people gifts and then takes them back. But hypothetically, if I'm dating that person and then I find out they're cheating on me with their coworker, then when we break up, I very much take it back. And as considering I bought them that phone, because they had broken theirs. But so that was when I had an iPhone. So I didn't need to carry around an iPod.
Because
before, man, dude, before I'd be fucking my keys, my iPod, my wallet, my phone. There was a time where I had to carry my phone and my MP3 player. Like, fuck. And it's not even like I had like a cargo short or cargo pants. That would have came in fucking lovely.
Handy.
No, I was probably wearing skinny jeans. But that is all to say, I found that and I was like rediscovering some music, which is always fun. It's always fun too. Sometimes, like I've heard mixes, you know, sometimes like here's DJ fucking Kistler with, you know, the best of
DJ Kistler
in the house with the best of fucking 90s R&B, and there's always like a snippet of a song or two that you're like, I don't know what that is. And then when you discover that song, that this weekend, even before I found the iPod, actually, this has been a big weekend for me discovering music that I'd only ever heard like snippets of, which is great because again, now I can use it on here or just have it in general.
It's always a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I mean, I say that, but I still have my whole fucking iTunes library on the computer. So
yeah, I mean,
I the stuff I would actually sync to the iPad or iPod, I still have. So
yeah, of 936 songs, a good amount of them are in the same library. You know, it was just every now and then I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about this. Oh shit, I forgot about this. Like I was essentially making a list of some that I needed, and a lot of them too were off like mixtapes, or just like unreleased, at least on Apple Music or Spotify. So I probably gonna have to YouTube to mp4.com or mp3.com a few of them, because it's but see, and that's why I think I was actually having this conversation with James a few weeks back when you guys were here, when we were at Bucket of Bloods, because he was like, hey, he's like, do you collect records? And I told him, I was like, no, it's something in theory I would like to do, but there's not that many albums that I want to listen to the entire thing. There's maybe 10 that I could think of, you know, where I would want to listen to from beginning to end. And aside from that, and I know they make it, but essentially it's like a record player, but it's actually an MP3 player. So it's just for pure aesthetics.
Okay.
So I would maybe do that, but I do like the idea of just walking into a record store, into a Bric-a-Brac Records that I took you to, you know, I'm just sort of like, oh shit. Like, let me, you know, this looks fun. I love Willie Hutch. I've never heard of this album of his. Let me get it. That's because now I could just go, oh, Willie Hutch's fucking the yellow
whole discography.
Yeah, his whole discography. I can look it up, and it's all there in 5 seconds, as opposed to like, oh, I can spend $17 on this record and I might like one song.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like with mine, like that, what my collection is, it's kind of that same thing. It's just a few albums that I have that, like you said, it's just ones that I can listen to, and it's a very like small group, and you know, it is what it is. Like, I'm not like, I just got over doing the collecting physical media thing when you had to change it. But I don't even want to get into what I once spent on DVDs. I was like, no, I'm done.
See,
I like technology, and I will just keep growing with it instead of trying to stay stuck in where I was.
See, I definitely need to go buy some Blu-rays. As again,
just, I will say this though, because Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, it's not, well, for free, it wasn't streaming anywhere. That saved me, because I do have the Blu-ray of it. Because what I like on Plex, like my brother's Plex, you know, I can watch it, but because this one's still heavily subtitles, I would lose all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it only does subtitles like when people are talking. It doesn't do it when the fucking apes are talking, which is the most important part. So like, yeah, there are certain ones where it's like, yeah, that you know, I will get some Blu-ray for those reasons, but yeah, I don't know.
See, my
my movie collection and my Blu-rays are almost the same as my records. Like, Yeah, there's a few I got.
See, my thing is, and I'm going to make a list. I need to catalog essentially all my DVDs into my phone just so I could have a clear record of it, of ones that I need to convert to Blu-rays, specifically because, again, so I watched what led me down to Alejandro Iñárritu's fucking discography was I watched the movie Beautiful. We talked about it on last week's episode. And I have it, but it's on DVD. And it looks like a DVD. The version on fucking Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit. This is it. Why it got fucking, put out on, what is it, fucking 4K or whatever the fuck Amazon put it out. Because it looks so beautiful on my giant fucking TV. I'm like, yes, I will pay. Again, I probably paid $5 for the DVD when it came out.
Yeah.
I'll pay $7 for a Blu-ray because that's the thing. If you go to rent a movie, like I had to rent Dawn of the Planet of the Apes on Apple. And it was $4 maybe, like four something. And at that point, I'm like, well, I'll pay the extra $3 just to own it. Especially if it's movies that I already have that I already want to watch, we'll get music right now, but but like with Clerks 2 the other night, I was watching Clerks 2 and it's just, and me just being too lazy to get up and put the fucking Blu-ray in. I'm like, what is streaming on? Oh, Paramount Plus. Okay, cool. It is so much easier to do that.
Yeah.
But also sometimes you got company over and you're just like, oh, what do you want to watch? And you know how fucking embarrassing it is? So like, I don't have HBO anymore. I'm like, oh, it's okay. I'll just rent the movie. It's like, it'd be better. I'm like, oh, here, let me just, put it in there.
No, that's actually a baller move.
What's like,
let's just go to Apple. I don't need to look anywhere else. We'll just buy it.
Yeah, but like, listen, half the time it's we're not watching the movie is the implication. So I don't want to spend the $4 to fucking
to not watch the movie.
To not watch the movie. Yeah, I'd rather just like, oh, here, let me find it. Let me put it on. I own it. But also, but speaking of apes, actually, I'll get into it on the next episode. Okay. Because I finally saw the trailer and I was like, oh, they listened to me and Drew. Drew, though, do you know what the fuck you were doing in 1997?
Ooh, 97.
What was 14-year-old you up to?
Dude, at this time, this would have been like around the time I had just gotten back into wrestling as a kid. Like, it was the summer before. It was like the summer of 96 that I really got into it. It was like August. It just would have been riding that train right now. The Attitude Era would have been just in its infancy. I think Brett would have just cut that fucking promo where he's like, this is a bunch of goddamn bullshit. Everybody in that goddamn dressing room knows. Like, yeah, man, that's where it would have been. Actually, yeah, WrestleMania 13 will be coming up. I'd be all excited about that.
That's about to, be in Chicago.
Yeah.
Would you?
That would have been 14-year-old Drew right there.
You and Jim fucking getting yelled at by Wes?
Yeah, probably.
It's funny because I, not specifically around this time, but maybe a few years after this is when I remember wrestling sort of being like a big thing. And I remember my mom like, oh, it's so violent. Like, you guys shouldn't watch that. And it's like, well, we think it's fucking stupid, so we're not going to watch it. I was like, hey, give it 7 years.
Yeah.
Give it 7 years and fucking, boy, am I about to be consumed by it. Unfortunately, in 97, it's
literally going to pay the bills.
Yeah, wrestling's going to fucking pay the bills. In 97, I would have been four. So I don't really remember much. I know, funny enough, I talk about it. I think this is when it would have came out. Let me just double check real quick.
Yeah.
So in 97, let me see exactly. I hate when it doesn't fucking tell you the release date of a movie. Sorry, I'm gonna look at this up on Wikipedia real quick because it would.
I was just gonna say, like, I guess I would have been 13 and a half at this point. We wouldn't have turned our fours until later in the year, but so I was probably, you know, learning to explore my body.
Oh, holy shit! So actually,
yeah,
this is fucked up because the movie that I'm about to talk about would have been released tomorrow.
Oh shit.
And the movie itself, and this is like the first movie that I remember going to go see in theaters. And I'm of course talking about Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I specifically remember, so there, if you live in Chicago, there's this there used to be a mall. It's called the Brickyard. Mm. And there's a movie theater there. And that was where I remember we went to go see, and I just, because I have a vivid memory of going to go see this movie in theaters. Like, I've seen it plenty of fucking times since then, but I remember going to go see it there. And that is probably like one of my earliest memories. And I remember us leaving the auditorium, and you know how, like, I don't know if they most theaters don't even do this anymore, but they used to have like the poster for the movie, like right outside of the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the case with this. I remember it was like, we walked out, it was like both doors on the side and boom, right there. The poster was for Turbo, a Power Rangers movie. So yeah, that's funny that literally tomorrow it would have been released. So I don't know, at some point in the next few weeks, my parents will have taken me, and my sister, presumably. I don't remember who was there. I might have gone seen by myself. I don't fucking know. Maybe I took an Uber. But if while we were in the Uber driver was playing music, you know what likely would have been playing on the radio?
I'm going to say, okay, my best guess is one is a boy band, the other one is Sugar Ray.
No.
No?
No. But would have been playing would have been Get Jiggy With It by old Will Smith.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Will Smith, the actor, you know, he used to do music.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I talked about it on here. I know I've talked about it on the drive before. Where it's like when, like, this shit came out, right? That was my exact, I was like, why is the actor guy rapping? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And then people were like, well, he used to be fucking the Fresh Prince. And I was like, I'm an idiot. He did used to be the Fresh Prince.
My memories of Will Smith rapping are, I remember when that song Switch came out. Because it would have came out concurrently with the 8 Mile album. And
okay,
my two cousins, Vero and Roxana,
mm-hmm.
Their mom was like super strict with them, and I remember again, 8 Mile thing comes out in like 2000, so at 7-8 years old, I have I can listen to anything I fucking want.
Yeah.
Them, no. And I remember my cousin complaining about them going to Circuit City, her wanting the 8 album Mile, and she worked, so she had her own money. And my aunt was like, no. And she had to get the Will Smith one instead because Will Smith doesn't cuss in his music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's such a bummer, man.
Yeah, it's again, and like, I remember, because, again, most of the music I discover is through Jesus and his sisters. And Sandra, his oldest sister, she's the middle child. She was essentially, I always refer to her as my American mom. Because, like, most of what I got away with my mom, Sandra did not let me get away with. But, again, she would let us listen to the music with cuss words in it, as long as you didn't repeat those cuss words.
Yeah, she let you watch movies you shouldn't be watching.
She let me watch fucking a lot of stuff that I should not have been watching. Again, as long as I didn't...
Okay. Mexican Pulp Fiction.
Dude, it is such a good movie.
Yeah. Fuck.
But, yeah, safe to say there wasn't much Will Smith theme play. There was more Dr. Dre and Eminem that was going around. I just wasn't allowed to repeat it around her.
Yeah.
But,
you know, now that I think about it, I wonder, like, because James and Andy are both very big fans of Will Smith. And I wonder if that had to do with it. Like, it was the one thing they were allowed to listen to. Like,
maybe,
you know, I don't know. Because Andy's dad is a pastor. I don't know. He might still be. And then I think James' parents were very like church going people. So maybe they're just like, no, James, you don't listen to that.
How was your mom who came up on my Instagram suggested friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are her and your dad with music?
Pretty open.
You're the baby, right?
I was the baby, so I at that point they didn't fucking care, but they didn't really have much restrictions with my older brothers either. So, they were, like I said, my parents were pretty relaxed when it comes to all that shit. Like they didn't care. Like, you know, the only thing they didn't care if I watched horror movies. They were just like, you know, like, you're just going to have nightmares if you do, so don't.
Yeah, like, it's... Yeah.
Because we're going to fuck tonight, and I don't need you coming in the room, kid.
Yeah, I don't remember... Again, my parents... It was Sandra. It was Sandra who was, like, fucking... Like, I remember there was some Spanish song, and, like, my sister said a cuss word, and she was just like, hey... And we didn't even know it was a cuss word. We're like, what? And she's like, don't fucking say that. And we're like, why? And she's like, because, like, it's a bad word. And we're just like, oh, okay. Like, I think it was like she said, like, puta or something.
I was going to say puta.
Yeah. Again, I mean, it's funny. I guess my dad just never, like, neither of my parents ever really said fucking bitch. Like, they said all the other ones, but it just never really said that because, yeah, we didn't know. And it was just like, oh, okay.
Like, don't say that. Why?
Literally, it was that.
He calls her.
Yeah, no, it was just one of those moments where you learned what the fucking word was. Yeah. Also, I just noticed with the second song, it's fucked up. It's the exact same length as the last one.
Weird.
Yeah. I was like, they also both came out the same year. Yeah, they did, because we were talking about the same year. But yeah, if you weren't listening to Will Smith... Someone who's appeared on this one multiple times. This is, I think, it's like a third or fourth time this person's actually showed up on.
Oh,
I know once Andy picked him, and then two other times it's been, you know, the Billboard charts. But yeah, you probably also would have heard "Nice and Slow" by Usher.
Oh yeah.
This is I don't know if this is one I'm familiar with Usher. What you doing?
It's very. I mean, this would have been pretty early Usher, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know if he was. If he was performing this at the Super Bowl, was he?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch. Give me
10 minutes. Or he might have.
Yeah.
Seven o'clock on the dot. I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
feels familiar.
It just kind of feels like every other Usher song.
Yeah.
You know, like nothing specifically.
Like, this is just fucking music.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Again, I can't really speak for what was hot in '97.
Yeah,
but I just wanna take it nice. I get not offensive.
Yeah.
Like, I get why this would have been probably a thing. Listen, if you get jiggy with it, was that number one?
Yeah, I know. I really like, that's the thing, like I look back on like what, like my high school years of music, and I'm just like, man, what was my generation doing? Like and I understand, like I'm, you know, obviously, like I'm being the, you know, I was the I was very fucking subculture then, and like going against all of this shit, but like I don't know. It's just, I mean, like I said, this is definitely as good. I mean, let's call it what it is. Like, this is, you know, this is music to put on the, you know, Netflix and chill.
Isn't that what we watch
that movie you can't find?
Isn't that what we talked about last week, where I said my fucking music was is. I guess depending now. It's honestly now.
Oh,
it's
yeah, just, I said the Nine Inch Nails song, but.
And I said fucking Awaken My Love by Childish Gambino.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah, I guess this is a good fucking song.
Mine's a fucking.
Oh, God. This is a Scatman?
No, what's that fucking. something in Thunderbolts or something?
Yeah, I mean,
that's such a fun. I'm gonna do that move.
What? Have sex to fucking, that song?
The circus music.
Yeah, I mean, usually with me, it's like what I've now sort of. What are they into? I'll play stuff that they're into. Cause yeah. Fucking,
you're like a fucking Uber driver. You just hand her your cord.
Well, like, because again, sometimes, you know, listen. Sometimes you're just getting into it, and you don't have time to fucking DJ.
Yeah.
As opposed to sometimes where it's like, relax. I'm fucking. I'll put on the little mood light I got. I'll put on some music. Nah. Sometimes it's just you just get into it.
No, I get it. It's like, plus you always feel like a kind of a douche for doing those things, like, you know what I mean?
Well, sometimes
I'm just gonna lower the lights a little bit. Play some smooth jazz for you.
Well, yeah, because sometimes I've had too where it's like, oh, put on some music. It's like, okay, well, all right, cool, what do you want me to put on? I'll just put on whatever. Don't tell me to put on whatever, because I'm going to put on some fucking Project Pat. You know? You're going to fucking listen to good googly moogly while I'm fucking.
All right, we're going to hit shuffle, and we're going to see where the night takes us.
Yeah, it's like, what? I'm going to, shuffle, because it's going to be the Digimon theme song, followed by fucking some cumbia song, followed by Project Pat. And that's not sexy for you. For me, it is. You know, I'd be fucking to that Digimon theme song, but. Yeah, let us know what you fucking some Steve feast for sure, fucking Steve grows weed. Both those Steves, man, they for sure, you know, they'd be fucking dog,
dude. That's what we should have. That's we should be the theme when Steve grows weed comes on is fucking music.
Oh no, that can be another one. I have a curated playlist specifically for Steve grows weed.
I kind of do too. There's been songs like, oh, I want to put no, that's a Steve grows weed song.
let me rephrase this. We could I mean this without hyperbole. We could probably do about a month. What?
We should have. We gotta have Steve grows weed on for the week of 420. Right?
420. Like,
watch, that's episode 37.
Well, let's see. So this is 31, 32, 33, 34. No. Yeah, 34. Oh,
okay.
Steve grows weed. You're coming down here for episode 420.
Yeah. We need to have a professional.
Yeah. So it's funny because as we're recording this, 316 was just yesterday, which is the album that this song is on, but it was also just this man's birthday, MERS. And I've talked about it extensively where it's like right now I'm not dating. I'm in my fucking my single girl era, you know?
Yeah.
But that's not fucking stopping them, Drew. They keep coming. Just nonstop. And earlier today, so today is Brody King's birthday, and for as much as I've hung out with the guy, I don't have any pictures with him. The closest that I have is
promotion.
So it's like last year for C2E2, we bought the giant thing of like Brody King that says, you know, Pro Wrestling Tees presents number one in violence, Brody King and shit like that. And when I took a picture of it standing next to him, and I look fucking swole in the picture, and fucking I'm just like standing next to it. When I get back on the dating apps, I'm gonna put that as one of my pictures, because literally, again, and it's a picture that I've posted before, but I can tell you right now, it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It has 8 likes from 8 different ladies. One of them, which responded with a heart eye emoji.
One of them was not my mom.
One of them was not my mom. No, my mom responds to everything I post on Facebook. She doesn't have Instagram. One of them wrote back hottie with the heart eye emojis, and the other one, just the heart eye emojis. So, but if it, again, I'm my single gal era right now, and this song in particular has been my anthem, because whenever I'm in one of these, as you know, sometimes you sit down with a gal and you say, "Hey, I don't want like, I'm just trying to fucking have some fun." Mm-hmm. If that is not what you're into, that is totally fine, totally acceptable. But I don't want to fucking...
We can actually watch this movie.
We can actually watch this movie. You know, and sometimes they say okay, and they still paint you out to be the bad man. So, of course, the song I'm going with is Bad Man by MERS. After tonight, don't leave your girl around me, heart. As again, it's sort of become an anthem of mine. And I fuck with MERS too. Him and Atmosphere Today.
That's kind of... I thought you were going to fucking pull a switch up on me when you said, you know, as a recording this yesterday was 316 and you were just going to play the fucking Stone Cold theme song.
All three versions?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So, I'll tell you, this song, it's like, you know, I've actually had that fucking on my voicemail, like, why don't you want to be my fucking boyfriend? It's like, you're on vacation in Las Vegas right now. Why are you fucking drunk calling me?
Because they're on vacation in Las Vegas.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't love you before. Calling me, leaving me a voicemail asking, why don't you love me? That's not gonna do it.
That's a great move, actually.
I mean, fucking... Melena did it, so... And it's just like, oh my God, I'm sorry about that voice.
This is not the Patreon, by the way.
Yeah, that girl's never gonna fucking... It's...
It's fine.
No, yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that girl's this fucking same one. I've ever told you a story about the fucking how the matching tattoo.
No.
So it's a Friday the 13th. Years ago, because I wasn't even working out when I was teased yet, so it was like 2014.
Uh huh.
Yeah, because at this point, I did totally not on purpose, but. One of the songs that actually goes with the name of one of the girls I mentioned, I was a little bit of a, I got around, so at this point I'm juggling three women.
Yeah.
But to be fair, this one that I'm talking about, I told her all of this, like, don't want to fucking, this is just fucking. So me, her, and my friend Whitney gotta go get Friday the 13th tattoos, and it's my one buddy Jake who's doing them, and we had just seen Tusk, and I go, dude, you know what, instead of any of this flash, can you do the Canadian maple leaf, you know, and just put the fucking 13 in it. It's like, yeah, oh my God. And Whitney and this other girl, they have their own fucking things they're getting, and Whitney goes first. There's like some other lady got her. Then the other girl goes, then I'm going. And so while I'm getting my tattoo, Whitney finishes and she comes up to me and just looks fucking stone faced.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's wrong? She's like, do you know what she's getting tattooed? It's like, yeah, she got like the fucking ghost thing. She goes, nope. I go, huh? She goes, that's not what she's getting tattooed. I go, what is she getting tattooed, Whitney? Tell me. What is she getting tattooed? Yeah, she fucking went and got like this. And dude, it was the fucking worst. Because like everyone at work was always like, oh, is she your girlfriend? I'm like, no, don't say that. Because there's other girls here I'm trying to fuck. There's other girls here I am fucking. Like, just fucking bitch, be cool.
Yeah.
And so now there's someone, I hope she would have gotten it covered up. She was a real skinny girl and it took up a lot of fucking retail space on there. But what do you call it? Yeah, she just went and got the same fucking tattoo I did. Like, we didn't have matching tattoos. I got this and then she picked out the fucking same one.
Yeah.
And then like a month later called me when she was fucking drunk in Vegas with her aunt. I was like, why don't you love me? And it's like, because I'm still fooling around with Cynthia and I just met this other girl and I'm about to fucking... I'm about to be banned from the South Side for a while because...
Because you're, you got a fucking matching tattoo with me and that's fucking weird.
Yeah. And again, and that's a thing that I, like... I remember telling that story to my last girlfriend and her going like, oh, good for her. I was like, what do you mean? She was like, she knew it was toxic and she did it anyway. And I was like, what are you talking about? That's fucking psycho. Again, like this wasn't a cute, like,
I don't think she knew it was toxic. She just did it anyway.
Yeah.
And she is toxic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it doesn't sound to me like that's someone who knows that they're fucking a terrible person.
Well, Drew, as we would come to learn, much like the title of your song, Know You Better by the Black Pumas. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have known her better. But dude, I fuck with this. I listened to it earlier. When I was listening to these earlier, I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Some good, you know, talking about Andy earlier, some fucking, you know, some good R&B.
Yeah, this is one of the several that was like off and on of my Valentine's Day playlist.
Because
this song's just so fucking, it's some lovemaking music.
Bad Man was actually on mine.
This came to us. I remember Andy and KA talking about these guys. I don't know who said it first, but they were both just like, who like brought it to the group, and I was just like, this is amazing. This is exactly my jam. I mean, again, any you want my money? Fucking. Start a band today that sounds like a band from 40, 50 years ago, like, and I'm in.
Exactly, yeah. But so it's funny when you sent them over of your picks. It's because there's one of the songs way shorter than I thought it was.
Way shorter than I thought it was too. When I put it on my playlist, I was like, no, that's not the right one.
Because
and then I go over and I'm like, oh no, that's all it is.
Well, because you've seen the music video, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I.
Because of the music video, I thought it was longer.
Yeah.
But this song, I literally thought it was older until now seeing that it's from 2019.
Yeah. Yep. And like all this shit is just this style. I fucking love it. So good. Yeah, I believe they are Texas boys. So like Kevin's buddy did some work with them and stuff. So. His one friend is it's like if anybody even sniffs through Texas, like that guy's playing with him. So,
yeah, I was just listening to the Mexican OT because he's a Texas boy. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and God, I want to be that guy's friend so bad. The Mexican OT, Joe. I mean, I don't mind Joe Rogan either. I know I saw earlier Drugs Delaney was posting like making fun of him. This is like one of those things where I was like. I've never listened to any of the weird like political people. It's all like the fucking musicians and like,
yeah,
you know, comedians and shit.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't care what he has to say about like,
yeah,
trans people or politics. You know, I'm like,
yeah,
I want to hear him talk to the Mexican OT about fucking like kung fu movies and shit. You know, like, yeah, that's what I go to listen. I don't talk here about that. That's what I want to fucking.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah, and I don't know. This is a place to get into it, but I feel like we should not just be banning things. We should be doing a better job of explaining why these people are idiots.
Well, I mean,
and like, why not to listen to them, right? Like, that's what you and I get. Like, we, if he goes down that road, you're not like, yeah, Joe Rogan's making some good points about this. Like, no, we should just be educating people more. Like, educating is the way to fucking get people to understand this stuff, not fucking. No, the problem is that's what they think they're doing is educating people, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, you also should not follow like medical advice from any podcaster.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Unless it's Dr. Alex Patel.
That's right. That's right. but yeah, I just don't. I don't get it.
Hey, listen.
I'm not for banning anything. So I think everything has a right to fucking be out there, and it's up to you to fucking know what is good and what is bad.
Yeah, it is not up to me. Like, it reminds me of whenever I see, like, you know, it'll be like, oh, fucking kid dies because he tried some TikTok challenge. It's like, mm-hmm, that's natural selection.
Yeah.
I feel for the family. Mm-hmm. I feel for the boy. But, like, if your son saw a challenge where you put, like, a rocket up your butt and did it, it's natural selection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting harder and harder to have natural selection because we keep, like, you know, we keep creating all these safeguards on everything. It's like, no, kids should be going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. I actually think that was a George Carlin bit, like, from fucking 40 years ago.
God, I love George Carlin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with my next, it's funny, this next band, it is a band that many a women that I've dated, this is a band they've talked about. So it's like, I've known the name, dude. At one point I had a fucking sweater of theirs that just like I took from a girlfriend. And so it's like, funny enough, it wasn't until
you fucking went opposite way on that one. Like, yeah, I stole a girl sweater instead of normally you can't get a fucking hoodie around a girl, but now you're fucking taking their shit.
this would have been with C1, where I was like, it was like I was leaving her house one day and it was just like fucking pouring outside. And so I was just like, I need a sweater. Cause it's like when I got there, I was like super sunny out. I didn't keep it though, because she was smaller than me. So it just, it was just like, I need something now. But I remember I had it for maybe like a week or two. And I remember, like, because I worked at the movies then. And coworkers were like, oh, are you fucking friend listening to Tidal? I'm like, no, this is my girlfriend's. I don't know any of their songs. And it wasn't until about it was like November, October, or someone made me a playlist and put a bunch of their songs on there. And this one was one of my favorites, so I went with it. And of course, I'm talking about Introvert by Tidal Fight, which I'm sure Steve Feese will.
Yeah.
He smartens me up about a lot of these bands. Feese is kind of like the boy version of, like, Steve Feese and a lot of the girls I dated when I was younger have the same taste in music. I should have just beat Ashley, dude, and fucking married him. Which I need to figure out my finances, because when this episode drops, I may or may not be with him. Yeah.
Wait, what is this? The 27th?
This would be coming out. Oh, yeah. No, I would not be with him. Maybe next week.
Is that, that's what this is, right? The 27th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Drew.
Yeah, I know. I just don't have my calendar handy.
I only have my abacus. I don't have my calendar.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think...
If only my pocket wasn't filled with my flip phone and my MP3 player.
And your headphones. Unless you fucking just wrap them around, that would always fuck it up.
Oh, man. They always came... Oh, remember those little like, earphone things, and you rolled it and, like, mm-hmm. for carrying? Yeah. Damn. Good times. And now they're just like... You fucking figure it out. They're gonna not even put fucking chargers in there soon.
Yeah,
like you already have four of them. Just use it.
Which is funny because I am now just about like the one that I have. It's fucking. I'm gonna have to switch them out. Mm-hmm. And at one point I had so many of them, but they're like the different. They're like the lightning port ones now.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna have to buy. I used to just hoard them because I was like, fuck yeah, I have so many of these.
Yeah.
I mean, I still do. They just don't charge fast enough. And it's 2024. I got places to be. I can't fucking... I gotta wait more than 24 minutes to fucking have it charged from 1% to 100%. Yeah, I don't fucking think so, buddy. yeah, but dude, so the song that we were talking about... it's called RKO by Eladio Carrion, which is funny because this was a song that I had sort of set aside, but I watched mm-hmm. the music video for it. And the music video for this is really funny because you have Randy Orton show up in it as like a super fan to Eladio. And it's so funny where he's just like, oh my dude, can we get a picture? He's like, yeah. He's like, can I get an autograph? He's like, sure. He's like, oh my, I'm gonna run to my car real quick. Just stay here. Like, it's just, it's so funny because people like Randy Orton, the wrestler, is just such a serious, methodical sociopath.
Yeah.
That seeing him in a different light is, it's awesome. It's amazing. Yeah. So yeah, the song right now, RKO.
That's right.
Oh, fucking Spanish Drew over here. I was actually gonna pick a Spanish song, but then I was like, oh, you know what? Drew hit our quota.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll hit the women quota. He can hit the...
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This was... I don't even know how this came into my fucking...
All right, you saw baseball and Randy Orton, and we're like, oh my god.
Probably, like. Oh, you know what? It was one of the baseball players I follow when they were training over the spring. I was like, wait, RKO? So I like look it up, and I'm like, oh, it's Randy Orton. That's what I saw the video. Like, okay.
I'm telling you, man, Randy Orton, fucking. People's champ, dude.
Dude,
fuck the Rock.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, even with him, it's like we always talk about, like, you can tell when he's actually having fun, like, in a program or something like that. Like, he's just like, he just goes to a different level.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like this is a good workout playlist song, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's the song.
Yeah.
Literally, it's a minute and a half. But again, still a great song nonetheless. And again, go out of your way to watch the music video. If anything, just for Randy Orton's part, like it's it might be, honestly, that part might be longer than the actual song itself.
I think that's what makes it so long.
Yes. It's funny because you and I both, again, typically it's always two. Neither of us really pick songs from like the current year sometimes.
Yeah.
But both you and I have one of each as, again, a fan of Southern rap. And I believe, this person, Glorilla, real name Gloria. So, which I'm like, okay, Gloria into Glorilla. That's, or no, It's not, it's like some other name. Cause I think it was like, I was on some interview and they're like, oh, so it's like Glorilla short for like Gloria. And she was like, oh no, it's like something else that also would have made like a cool rap name. And, yeah. I forget. It's like something to do with her middle name. Yeah. But the song is, I heard this and I was just like, oh shit. Cause again, I was familiar. Funny enough, we talked about Andy. I believe the song that Andy picked was Glorilla and Usher on like the same song for whatever reason. Just I know okay. It was Andy who picked her last time, but I heard this song and again, very much sounded like old Memphis fucking rap. And so, yeah, and with Yaglo by Glorilla. And it's like, I've seen a lot of people on TikTok. Like, and I was like, oh, cool. But, yeah, one of the girls that I was juggling at the time. Glow.
One of them hard eyes.
Yeah. You know. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. I feel like I just come out here and incriminated myself every week. So I'll tell you the story of what I did. Because I'm telling you, at one point, I was some fucking.
I'm just going to write down on the board, what did you do?
No, and listen, it's nothing heinous. I just. I was on vacation with one of these people.
Hey, off the podcast, huh?
Yeah. No, again, nothing heinous. I was actually in Florida.
Let the mystery be.
No, just let the mystery be. Yeah, Glow. Yeah, but again, I just, everything that I had heard from her before too was a little bit more like poppy.
Yeah.
But with this, again, it just sounds like some Memphis shit. Yeah, and I think she actually is from like Tennessee at least.
Okay.
So I'll fuck with her. You know, Memphis, yeah. Tennessee.
Sounds like some, you know, kind of has some fucking Bianca Belair theme song vibe. Also from Memphis.
Is she also from Memphis?
I think she's from Memphis. I know she's from Tennessee.
Oh, hell yeah. I guess Bianca Belair's.
I'm on my own.
I guess Bianca Belair is one of my favorite wrestlers now.
Yeah. Let's look that up.
It's like, oh no, she's actually from New Hampshire.
You know, actually, I'm not. Okay, so I'm not. Like, I just opened Google. I haven't typed it in yet, but I actually think she is from somewhere else. But when she went to school, I think she went to school at Tennessee, like when she became like an Olympian or whatever she did.
Yeah, you're the only champion. 10 I see.
That's right.
Yeah, I went to Tennessee once to fucking.
I mean, she probably is the only 10 that's ever been through Tennessee.
Because someone was talking shit, and so I showed up, and he's a fucking little bitch boy.
He didn't show up.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, well, you know, we've been talking for a while, so let's get on the road. Much like the song that you picked, Get on the Road on the by road. Tired Pony.
Oh, no, born in Knoxville. Okay.
Like Johnny Knoxville.
That's right. Who's from Los Angeles. No, I don't know where he's from.
I think he's also from Tennessee. Or not, maybe he went to school in tennis. No,
he became a national championship.
He also wrestled.
Yeah, that's right.
I think he's too fucked up now. So
they both main evented this WrestleMania.
I never watched his wrestling match. It's one of those I was like, I don't care for.
Oh, dude, it was so much fun. Like, I know you don't like it, but yeah. it was just so much fun. Like, because. Everybody knew the fucking score, right? Like, he wasn't out there. Like, to me, like, I like that better when, like, you don't have the fucking, like, you didn't live through this, but like the Jay Leno, who's like, you have to actually pretend like his working punches actually are fucking knocking down someone, you know?
Oh, I was there for the fucking guest host era of Monday Night Raw.
Oh, yeah, where it's yeah, like all fucking, that shit, yeah.
Here comes Seth Green.
Yeah. So this was, you know, it was, you know, he did it right. It was like, it was, you know, almost Kaufman-esque. Like, it was just like, yeah, like, I'm gonna come out and, like, I, as soon as you get your hands on me, you're going to fucking kill me. And that's what he did.
I know if I watched it, I would probably enjoy it based on like, you know, like you other people who've talked it up. I actively refuse to let myself watch it and enjoy it because I prefer a fucking Action Bronson, Bad Bunny, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Go in there and do some of that shit, not fucking. Yeah. And I get it, you know. I don't expect a Johnny Knoxville to do that.
Yeah.
But also, it's just like I like wrestling. I don't like sports entertainment. I did when I was younger. It was great. Yeah. But nah, brother. Doesn't work for me.
Doesn't work for me, brother.
Doesn't work for me, brother. Yeah, give me a Bianca Belair. I don't want to watch a fucking Johnny Knoxville. I will if they make another Jackass, but I think he's fucking...
Nah, he's done.
Yeah. Dude, I was listening to Steve-O's podcast. Apparently, Poopies was like addicted to meth.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. It was fucked up.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Really fucked up. I was like, Jesus. Yeah, Steve-O's podcast is one that I always forget about. Until I...
Yeah. Like, I usually will hear him on a podcast and be like, man, I really like Steve-O. And that's about where it ends. I don't know if I would... I don't know if he's one I'd want to listen to all the time. But, like, I like him as an interviewee.
That's how I was with Andrew Santino.
Uh-huh.
Where I was listening to a bunch of his podcasts with people that I like. Then it just got to a point where I was like, I don't know these people. I don't really care. But I know him and Bobby Lee on... Bad Friends just recently had Cena, Zac Efron, and I forget the other actor who's actually a wrestling fan. But yeah, like they've been doing promo for that Ricky Stenicki movie.
Yeah.
And they had all three of them on Bad Friends. So I need to actively search out.
Yeah.
Because I'm running out of Joe Rogan. I'm running out of fun Joe Rogans. To listen to when you know, I like when we do crates.
Yeah,
I need something to listen to, just listen to for 3 hours.
Yeah,
and those were the best because it's fucking put Joey Diaz, Joe Rogan. Let me tell you something, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan. Yeah, I think if I ever appeared on Joe Rogan's podcast, you know, just because I would.
Yeah,
I would also in a very much Joey Diaz style call him by his full name. Like, Joe Rogan, let me tell you something.
God, I should just start doing that to somebody. Like, just Rigo, like, from now on. Like, just every day when I talk to him.
Full name.
Just go full government.
I mean, it's fun. Like, we kind of do that at work because we have four Chris's.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, to be fair, three of them, we just refer to them by their last name. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'll use their full, you know, sometimes I'll be like, hey, where's Chris Wong at? You know?
Yeah.
Or my favorite is when they're all in the same room and I purposely scream out Chris. And like Chris, you know, Parkhurst, the newest one, I think he's now caught on. Cause like he'd be like, hey, what's up? And the others are like, no, stop! Don't pay any attention. He doesn't need you. He's being an asshole. I'm just like, I'm sorry. You guys were all just standing within
the same vicinity. No, the other one.
Yeah, I'm like, you guys were all just standing within the same vicinity. I'm sorry. But yeah, man.
But yeah, that was on the road.
I mean, a good song. I liked it. You know, just something fucking chill. Reminded me of like a fun indie movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was it's one of those, you know, you know, Andy has the best names for playlists, but I think, you know, what were we calling it for the breakup episode where it's the fucking, you know, late night drive.
Yeah.
Windows down, late night drive. Yeah, exactly. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Drinking and driving is a...
No, I said drinking and driving. Oh.
Which, I thought you were just so nope, like, yeah, that's so cool.
That's why I was like, oh, you, I was like, yeah, you popped for my Drake reference. No, it's a... No. Yeah, it's a thing. Like, I...
No, I definitely did not.
Yeah, no, it's... You know, people will have already heard.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, actually, I don't know. I may or may not have already talked about it on the podcast, but it was funny. It was in talking about TikTok, just something with my therapist, or I popped huge as I mentioned a meme to him that he then brought back up, and I was like, you motherfucker, you know what? Tell fucking call my insurance, tell them to give you a little bit more. Fuck it. But all right, guys.
Fucking hit you with a callback, huh?
Oh, dude, I wish that fucking...
I mean, I've already heard it, but yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right, you guys, for Scrumpinger's Music Box this week, I've been Scrump.
I've been Drew.
And this is Andy Liner, because we fucking talk about it so goddamn much on the show.